Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Good evening.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Here's another late development, and this news keeps coming in.
And now for something completely different.
You're part of the internet.
I'm your host, B-Dub.
This is Moose.
Ladies and gentlemen, degenerate news.
It's a chemical that absorbs all of the sun's rays.
I mean, that's pretty fucking spectacular.
Instead of packing sunscreen, just pack a spatula. And as they're sitting there roasting, just flip your little toddler over.
And here we are. Welcome to Degenerate News. I'm your host, B-Dub.
This motherfucking Moose.
That's right. The Moose with the mostest. How's everyone doing this evening? You know, I think that me and Moose are starting to finally get the hang of this.
We're not fucking noobs anymore. We're starting to, you know, actually do stuff and be organized.
We're getting there. So for all of you, I appreciate you all hanging tight and staying with us through it. This is episode 3. We got some good stuff today. Later on, we'll have a guest on from the Loudmouth Patriot. So they got some good stuff to talk to us about. Some craziness, man. I'm telling you, the dude's an actual beast. I swear to God, he goes all over the world and does some crazy stuff. So I'm looking forward to talking to him. Moose.
Yo.
Oh, man, how's life? How's things hanging? How's your week going?
Not too bad. It cooled off, so it's not as hot here.
Good. That's all that fucking rain.
That's about all I got going right now.
Good. Did you get your car fixed?
No, not yet. I'm still working shit out with those pieces of shit.
Right on. It's all right. Nothing to get too frazzled over. It'll all work itself out. Me, my friend, it's been another long one, but summertime shenanigans and diving into doing a new show, and it's finally starting to play out right, and I'm pretty excited for it. So, hey, so how about we dive on into this craziness and we start off with our first segment. Sound good?
Go for it, buddy.
All right, everybody. Time to take us into income. Everybody, so we're gonna do a little bit differently. We're gonna do this thing. I think we're gonna kind of mix it up a little bit. So Moose did a lot of research this week, and he is going to assist in going through a lot of this stuff and really getting out there and spreading his fat fucking wings.
Yeah. So B-Dub here says I gotta start talking more. So you know, I did my part, did some homework, and I got some cool shit to talk to you guys about tonight.
That's right. That's right. So why don't you go ahead and start us off? You got some stuff here about airline toddlers and...
Yeah, I got some of that shit. So a while back, there were a couple stories floating around about how some airlines were kind of playing fuck games with some of their passengers. Remember that, B-Dub?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
All right, yeah, so it all started with the one dude in the stroller hitting the woman and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's another one for you. Fox News Travel has a story about United Airlines just randomly giving away a 2-year-old seat to a standby passenger.
Of course. And I mean, it's just a 2-year-old. He doesn't fucking care. Clearly.
Yeah, but you gotta think about it. They were on their flight from Houston to Boston, so it's not exactly, you know, a puddle jumper they're on. It's about a two, three-hour flight, maybe?
Yeah.
You know, pushing for something like that. I don't fucking know. So this bitch had to hold her kid for, like, 4 fucking hours. Because United decided they were going to be a bunch of twat bags.
Yeah, you know, that's all around. I don't give a fuck what company you work with. You should have some goddamn compassion. That's utter bullshit.
I mean, I'm no business major, but I mean, rule number one is, especially in the, you know, the regular civilian capitalist market, you piss off customers, no one spends money, you go under. No mas for you.
Yes.
Seriously. I mean, isn't that how it works?
Basically, you know, this all is... Right. Let's get on the fucking playing field here, everybody. Let's all do the right thing, and let's stop fucking doing stupid shit. Yeah, there's more important things that we could put out in the news today that I would be more, you know, more excited to talk to you all about than a fucking, you know, airlines giving up 2-year-olds. See, I mean, that's a big deal. That's ignorant, but, you know, there are other things I'd love to talk about. So, you know, this other one you had here that I found to be pretty interesting. U.S. soldier in Belarus mysteriously dies on vacation. And then the body just happened to get tossed from a hotel. Says his father. I mean, what the fuck? He mysteriously dies. I find it hard to believe, you know.
Yeah, so Fox News has a piece titled exactly what you just said. Mm-hmm. And apparently, let's see, Major Kyle Tafel.
Sure.
37, right smack in the middle of, you know, 2/3 of the way through his career, chilling at a casino in Belarus, and he was in the Georgian, he was a nasty girl in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Army National Guard.
That's right, the nasty girls.
Yeah, nasty girls. That's your nickname. In case you didn't know, you're a nasty girl if you're in the...
He was also in infantry.
Yeah, there's that too, but I'm trying to focus on, you know, the not so negative. Yeah, so like it says, kind of dies mysteriously. About, let's see. Says he got into an argument. And then 3 hours later, police showed up at his aunt's suite to tell them his body was found on the sidewalk. I mean, I don't care who you are or what your relationship is with somebody.
Yeah.
If someone knocks on your door at fucking 3:00 in the morning and says, hey, we found someone with a room key next to yours with the same last name lying on the sidewalk with a busted fucking head.
Yeah. Hey, man, you know, that just goes to show you boys be fucking careful. Yeah, playing around and doing stupid shit. You go out there in these countries and you do different stuff. You know, you're liable to be a target. And, you know, I don't want to see any more of us, you know, go through anything stupid like this. But, you know, it's a shame. I feel for the family and hopefully everything works out okay. Let's move on here. Looks like climate lab explosion reported at Florida Air Force Base. I'm sure a lot of you have heard about this already. It brought some attention into the news media. It looks like Pensacola, Florida, a lab explosion at Eglin Air Force Base in Florida led to some brief evacuations and a base lockdown. No injuries were reported. The base is now operating normally. Eglin officials said on their Twitter account that the explosion happened Wednesday morning at the McKinley Climatic Lab near where methyl chloride was present. Officials said smoke produced by the explosion did not contain any gas, which was widely used as a refrigerant and can cause severe neurological problems in humans. Shelter-in-place order was put out outside Pensacola, was lifted on noon. Same day, a nearby public roadway was reopened shortly after. No other details were immediately available. The Air Force officials are investigating the matter. So, hey, I mean, that's kind of crazy, but, you know, luckily it wasn't anything too serious.
You know? I mean, there's not, I mean, there are a few things on my list that rattle my boots,
mm-hmm.
you know, and twist up the panties.
Yeah.
But, getting randomly blown up has to be one of them, and I'm sure many of us out there can relate. It's definitely a holy fuck moment.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and for it to, especially for it to not happen in a fucking war zone, it's gotta be kinda scary at first, but, right. I mean, you know, apparently they were able to contain Walter White and get his shit back under the, you know, back into the RV, so.
Mm. hard. So moving on to the gloriness of our good friend Chris Christie. I don't really know what to say about this, besides the fact that it looks like he's just abusing his power and he doesn't really care. Moose, you read into this a little bit. Why don't you give me a little bit of rundown on it?
I mean, actually, this is kind of, you know, a bit of badassery going on here. Pretty much shut down the state beaches.
Yeah.
Or for those of you that don't know, he's the governor of New Jersey.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You know, you didn't know that? Well,
guess what?
I just bent you over and filled you with the news that you didn't know you wanted to hear.
You can't use my shit.
Since when is it your shit? I thought this was our shit.
Okay, touche.
All right, then. There you go. All
right,
so touche. Yeah, Governor Christie shut down a bunch of beaches, you know, a whole bunch of other shit. And then the motherfucker packed the picnic basket, Yogi Bears his ass down to the beach with his family, sets up shop, and you know, gets the whole tourist thing going on with the visor and the white nose sunscreen, the fucking gaudy ass strap over Nike sandals that, you know, the people wear with socks. Badassery, dude, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, and if you look at the pictures, if you guys see the videos and the news stories, all of which we will have posted, I promise I will have it posted. I'll share it on Facebook as well as on our website. He's thoroughly fucking enjoying himself. And on top of this, which I don't know if you noticed this news, people are taking the cutout images and they're adding them into other pictures and blasting it on Twitter, and Instagram. And some of them are actually extremely entertaining.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but you apparently didn't see the picture of this. The best fucking part about this is some boys down in Jersey actually took the picture, went down to that same beach, and did like an ultimate sandcastle sculpture of him in his fucking armchair, and then they painted it.
Oh, and then there's like a shark next to him, the lifeboat. That's pretty funny. Yeah, I like that.
Bro. That's fucking epic.
Nice. Yeah, that's some pretty funny shit. Well, I'll do my best to try and get there's a little video of the sculpture that's out there. I'll do what I can to get that posted out there as well. So for all you lovers, Chris Christie is out bashing people with his awesomeness as usual.
At least you didn't take your shirt off.
Yeah, if you don't like him, I don't fucking care. I think the dude's a bastard and he does it gloriously. So, let's hit up this little topic here. This was a little piece I saw, and it's actually very close to home. A naval officer is battling town limits on a nightly taps ritual. Says here, lawyers for a naval officer who broadcast taps nightly from his speakers outside of his home, which, let me explain that these speakers are very large amplified speakers that are posted up on a telephone pole. He plays taps nightly at his home, says that they will take legal action if the Pennsylvania borough does not stop trying to restrict his practice. The American Civil Liberties Union of Pennsylvania tells the president of Glen Rock Borough, in a letter released Wednesday, that a cease and desist order against Lieutenant Commander Josh Corney is unconstitutional. I fucking agree. You know what? There's so much patriotism coming from this man, and he is sharing it. And for those people who don't understand, they should learn about it. And for those people that don't like it, I will personally buy you a pair of fucking earplugs, and you can go piss off somewhere. End of story. I mean, he's not playing these in the hours where it's restricted.
He's playing it when he should be fucking playing it.
Exactly. And that's a band that has a patriotic heart, and I fully support him. Any of you brothers or sisters out there in the area, I very, very much wish that you would go out there, write and call in to the borough of Glen Rock, and tell them to go fuck themselves very hard with a rusty fist. Moose.
Yo.
I think that ends our conversation on incoming. Is there anything else you wanted to touch on?
Well, I had one more I kind of wanted to bring up.
Okay.
Well, since you did a close to home, I'm going to go ahead and do a close to home. And this actually kind of ties into one that you talked about at the other Air Force base in Pensacola, down in Florida.
Okay.
I don't live too far from Hanscom Air Force Base. So, I don't know, about 10:30, 11 o'clock, my phone started blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
Not literally, but, you know, I started getting some.
I would hope
some,
not.
yeah, that would kind of suck, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so I, you know, there was, apparently some sketchy vans pulled up to one of the gates at Hanscom Air Force Base. And, one of the, explosive dogs hit on one of the moving trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it just shit hit the fan. All civilian aircraft was forced away, turned away. They shut down the base, all that kind of shit. And it was kind of like a Men in Black moment. I got home and I flicked on the news and a bunch of black vans showed up. No one knew what agency they were from, whatever. They started unloading, this big ass moving truck. It turned out to be nothing, but I'm sorry. When you have a dog that's trained to find bombs, bark at something, you take it. I mean, we took it seriously in our, you know, when we were overseas. Why not take it seriously here? They did what they needed to do. They handled their shit. They did it professionally. I'm just happy it turned out to be nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But traffic was a bitch coming home, man. That fucked up my whole afternoon.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I don't know what the full outcome of this is going to be or what people are fucking going to whine and complain about now. But let's be smart. If you guys are PCS into another station or, you know, be mindful of what you pack. Read the paperwork. It tells you. Don't pack stupid shit, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Wash your fucking assault pack before you do anything, too.
Yeah, seriously. So, let's, I want to touch on another topic here. Well, I take that back.
Weren't you going to do a switcheroo on us and bring out another segment?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, okay, I'm just kidding. Yeah, alright, boy, ladies and gentlemen, let's lead this into Suppressive Fire.
Requesting Suppressive Fire.
Alright. So, we got a couple of headlines here that we got going forward. I'm going to have Moose go ahead and kick off with a few, and then we'll go from there.
All right, I'm going to start off with militarytimes.com. Just going to rattle off a few. First one, combat tested Marine Cobra pilot selected to become the next astronaut, or an astronaut, rather. That's an interesting one, worth looking into.
I agree.
What do you got?
Police in a box. $50 million plan for Iraq security. Personally, lost cause. They're worthless. But, hey, if they think it'll work, it's good to go. So.
All right, then.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, yeah. All right. You got another one, or can I go now? Is it my turn?
Go, man.
All right. Let's see. There was a child in Germany that actually found a World War II era bomb and brought it into his kindergarten. That might be something you might want to read into.
Yeah, that's actually pretty interesting. Soldier charged in Humvee's free fall. I think we're going to touch on that in the later segment, but still think it's fucking interesting. That's on military.com. It's just another way the military wants to shove it in you.
Yeah, one last one from military.com. This is your standard, you know, smoke up the hoo-ha thing, all right? U.S. senators spent Independence Day with troops in Afghanistan. I never understood that. I find it kind of insulting. You know, let's just visit on the holidays when there's good food in the chow hall and then eat it all on them.
Yeah.
You know, fuck that. I mean, I'm all set with that shit. I'm gonna go ahead and close that tab and move on to some Fox stuff. You wanna do that too, or no?
Yeah, I'm already there. So let's touch on a couple things here. Rape wire guilty women convicted of making up 15 fake claims. I mean, for us military men, you know, it's like one of the biggest things we're scared of is people making up shit. Only when it's real should it be reported.
Yeah. True that, brother. One here saying the cops in Germany, at the G20 summit are shooting water cannons and tear gas at protesters. So it's kind of like a Venezuela 2.0 over there right now.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fucking hilarious.
I mean, Fox News is kind of really not doing too hot on their hot topics in the area. Feel free if you got a couple more to go through.
Yeah, we'll talk about whatever you guys want to talk about. If you want to hop on that chat, you know, or send us an email about something you found interesting, go right ahead. We'll fucking light that shit up.
Oh, like absolutely. Hit us up on Facebook.
We'll light it up like an AC-130, man.
Yeah, right. That's right. I got a couple more here. There was an Oklahoma senator that was accused of assaulting an Uber driver. Mother charged with killing four of her kids and their father. And get this, her picture, and she looks like a precious little lady, and she's smiling. That's fantastic.
Those are always, you know, that's precious. It really is.
Oh, absolutely.
For those of you still interested, Cosby's retrial date got moved to November 6th. If that is near and dear to your heart, be sure to set, you know, a reminder in your calendar.
Yeah.
This is a new one. Look at this one here. I don't know if you see this. Alaska couple committed suicide by plane. That's got to be, you know, I mean, pretty painless as far as the whole, you know, the suicide thing goes. I mean, at the same time, don't fucking do it. It's stupid. The pain doesn't go away. It just got, you know, it just gets moved to somebody else.
Yeah.
So if you're hurt and say something, don't crash a plane into a house or a building or anything else or a mountain or something.
Yeah. You know, I got one here that I think is pretty interesting for you guys. Fake news. A Maine governor suggests that he makes up info to mislead reporters. And that's pretty fucking awesome. I mean, all the, you know, hibbly-jibbly bullshit that goes on in the fucking world and people are bitching and complaining about what's the real news and what's the fake news. And this guy's like, well, I just make shit up. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I'm going to move on to some CNN shit now, because I don't know what's going on. First thing I see on CNN is Russia steps up spying efforts. That could mean a whole lot of shit for a whole lot of different people, but it does have a picture of Obama, Putin, and Trump.
Trump still doesn't seem to believe his intelligence agencies.
I don't know. Every single picture I see of him, it just looks like he's constipated. And then Obama just kind of, you know, in this particular picture, he just kind of looks like, fucking really? Like, I thought I was out of this shit. You know, guess, no, you're not. Fucking, nice try, though.
Yeah. Let's see here. So, a whole lot of really nothing. I'm telling you, it's crazy. There was a vicious killing of a New York police officer in Brooklyn. She was unfortunately killed while sitting in her cruiser. So that's another reason to keep a watchful eye out there, because people are being targeted, unfortunately, for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah. Never a fun day.
Yeah. No. No, it's not.
Yep.
I mean,
if you're feeling lonely, though, there are 23 athletes that have just posted nude photo shoots for ESPN. That's all the title says. I will leave that up.
I did see something on that. There is actually a...
No. Don't ruin it for them. If they want their research, they can go ahead and do that.
I'm going to put a teaser in. Fuck you. Okay, cool. There is a beautiful young lady who happens to have served in the military and happens to be missing one of her legs, who is one of the number ones on that list. I'm not going to spoil all of it, but I'm going to say...
My interests are peaked.
That my interests were peaked, and I was very happy with the outcome. So, beautiful shit. So, Moose, we got a couple minutes here before we got to take a break.
Right. You want to keep going with this right at the end?
No. Let's talk about some of this shit that we're bringing up here. I know some of these people like to hear some of the stuff that we have to say, and a lot of you probably don't really give a shit, and that's totally fine. Again, most of you know, I am a proud supporter of my president. I feel bad for the people, but I also agree that he's a fucking moron. So we can all get on the same level no matter what belief you feel in some way, shape, or form. But I'm really getting tired of all this bullshit in the news about President Trump, and he hates women, and he is racist, and he is going to go and grope President Putin. I mean...
Is this another rant?
Yeah, probably. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we need a new segment, B-Dub's Rants.
Nah, because you gotta kind of just let them happen, you know? But my rants are pretty pointless. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I am really not the brightest individual in the world. I just see things, if I don't fucking like them, I'm just gonna rant about it, and I'm gonna complain about it, even though I don't necessarily know anything about it. You know, Moose, I think that, you know, a lot of the political bullshit is really becoming overwhelming in the news and the media out there. I mean, I would rather talk about a fucking dog that skateboards and then goes home and gets a fucking blowjob from his wife. Things that are not realistic, but they're fucking possible.
On that note, I promise you guys I will find the article. There is some county somewhere in the U.S. that just reelected a dog as their mayor. I will find it. I will post it.
It's like the third year in a row or some shit like that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's fucking crazy. I'll find it. I'll post it.
Oh, for all you adventurers, opioid prescriptions just dropped 18%. But they're saying still too many. That's a shame.
I mean, I don't know if I said this last week. Maybe I did. I'm a big fan of just taking all the warning labels off and letting everything sort itself out. I don't know. Mr. McConnell apparently doesn't really give a shit about the prospect of passing a new healthcare bill. He would rather just let Obamacare run itself dry.
Yeah, that's totally understandable.
Yeah, I know.
So, I believe that we
used up all our time.
Well, I'm kind of running dry on some of these topics. I mean, really, in reality, this shit's just starting to get boring, and I need some more interesting shit. So, I'm going to leave it on this. I need all you people that listen to this show now or in the future to reach out to us. Let us know what you want to hear, how you want to hear it, how you want to take it, and we'll be willing to dish it and give it how you need. Hit us up at our website. Make sure you subscribe for updates. I will be sending out updates periodically for breaking news, amongst other things, at www.degeneratenews.net. You can also link up with us on Facebook, as well as Instagram through our website. I'm looking for more people. I mean, I got followers, but I don't have many, so I want more. Share that shit. Make sure you send that pig flying. And you know, the good stuff will come. We got some stuff that's going to be coming up here soon. Looking at hopefully getting some stickers made. if anyone becomes interested and would like to have a flying pig.
Yay, stickers!
I know, I figured you'd be excited about that.
Are they scratch and sniff?
I mean, if they were, they'd smell like bacon, so... you know,
you need to make that happen. I'm sorry. I don't know. Call your guy.
I don't know if the scratch and sniff is in the budget, but I'll see what I can do. All right, everybody. So we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we have Loudmouth Patriot on, as well as we're going to tie into story time with Moose and our hot military topics in our segment Fall In. And I might have some other special stuff for you. Make sure you stay tuned. Here are some great and fascinating shit from DB.
I do solemnly swear that I will
support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies,
foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith
and allegiance to the same.
And that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the officers appointed above me.
And that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States.
And the orders of the officers appointed over me.
According to regulations and the Uniform
Code of Military Justice.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Grab your Oath of Enlistment shirt today at mydvstore.com. Show your pride that you were one of the very few that did take that oath.
Ever shop online at smile.amazon.com? Why not give back to the DV Farm by making it your charity of choice? No extra fees or hidden costs, and a portion of your purchase goes directly towards the DV Farm, located in Gilsum, New Hampshire, and helping to continue its mission. That's smile.amazon.com, and be sure DV Farm is your charity of choice. For more information about the DV Farm, please go to dvfarm.org.
And welcome back, all you beautiful bastard degenerate assholes that I love so much. This is your host, B-Dub. If you weren't here for the first half, my counterpart, Moose. Say hi, Moose.
Hi, Moose.
And we got our good friend Jeff with Loudmouth Patriot. How you doing, brother?
Doing well, thank you.
Yeah, man. No, we're glad to have you on. You know, we discussed a little bit in the pre-show that we're going to kind of go over some awesome shit. I'd love to hear your input. But before we do that, since you're going to be a guest on this portion of the show, why don't you go ahead and just give us a real quick intro to who you are and why you are here.
Absolutely. So I enlisted, joined the Navy in July 2007. After finishing up boot camp, went out to Coronado to start basic underwater demolition SEAL training. 2 years later, finished that, went to SEAL Team 5, did two platoons there, one to Iraq, and one around different parts of the Middle East with the crisis response element. Once I finished up there, got recruited to go and become a combatants instructor at Advanced Training Command, so ran all the hand-to-hand combat and prisoner handling for SEAL qualifying training students, and then we developed a combative instructor course as well for guys that have done at least one platoon, so I can go back and keep everybody at their platoon and task unit up to speed. And then about a year ago, year and a half, started focusing on transitioning out of the military and launched a brand. Originally it was called Sunga Life, and Sunga is Brazilian Portuguese for Speedo. It's a popular swimsuit that everybody wears down there in Brazil. I went down there several times with the Gracie family and just love the swimwear and all about the beach life and everything and traveling. So launched that. Then I started making a bunch of products around that, headbands, fanny packs, polarized and floating bamboo sunglasses. And then eventually I developed these Patriot shades, which have laser engraved stars and stripes down the side of the frame. And then started having a lot more sales with that and actually really liked that name a bit more. So then I rebranded into Loudmouth Patriot Swimwear. And Kyle Maynard is my business partner with this. He was born a quadruple amputee and then climbed some of the highest mountains in the world, was a champion wrestler, wrestling all able-bodied people, fought MMA. And we've just been having like an awesome time the last year, learning so much about e-commerce and selling on different platforms and everything. So it's been really exciting.
Cool.
I just had my last day in the Navy about, I think it was like 4 or 5 days ago now.
Oh, nice.
So so pretty exciting, embarking on a new journey.
And, so you're officially a veteran now, huh?
I am, absolutely. 10 years, so it was amazing, loved it, but now I'm just ready for the next challenge now.
Well, I'm very happy to hear you've had so much success in continuing your life outside the military, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
So, for all of you beautiful bastards, this is not someone that you fuck with. I mean, he sounds like he can kick all your asses pretty heavily, and then he can turn around and sell all your shit. So, man, it's great. We're glad to have you on the show, and we're going to get and dive into a little bit more of Loudmouth Patriot and all their awesomeness that they're doing here momentarily. But, Moose.
Yo.
I think it's time to dive into story time with Moose.
Story time with me.
Yeah,
story time with me.
Yeah, good, right. Son. Well, why don't you tell us what you got going on?
All right, so this week's kind of fucked up and dark. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's really kind of fucked up and dark, except for one. So I will start with the negative and work towards the positive.
Okay.
Alright, so first up, this is on foxnews.us. There was an infant's casket that was found on a sidewalk in South Jersey. Alright? Like I said, told you it's kind of fucked up. There was a mysteriously small coffin found in North Philly, down the street from a funeral home, that, seemed to have been tampered with, pried open, the screws were backed off. A couple passersby saw some dude kind of just dump it out the side of a car, and they walked up, noticed it was tampered with, opened it up, found some embalmed internal organs, then called the cops.
Nice.
I mean, I don't know what else to say with that, but I mean, like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's some pretty ADF shit, as far as...
I mean, there's a lot of fucked up shit you can do, but, I mean, to pick a kid, that's kind of, like, the lowest point anybody can go to.
Yeah, you know? And I'm not even sure why he would go and dump the casket, like, especially on a sidewalk, it doesn't make sense. I'm sure there's a reason. He was probably smoking ashes and got some wrong ones, and that's probably what it got to. But, I mean, from what it says here, it looks like they had already transferred the body to another casket that wasn't broke. So at least he wasn't still in the casket, because that would be a complete shit show, and nobody would want to deal with that shit.
Yeah, so at least most of them got a proper funeral, but still, to kind of just, like, try and brush your fuck up under the rug. Still kind of fucked up.
I agree.
What else? Moving on. Let's see. This one's still, again, fucked up. A rape and kidnapping suspect commented on his own Facebook. So this dude from North Carolina, it actually doesn't say where he's from, but the crimes allegedly committed were in North Carolina. And he's still an active wanted fugitive there in the state of North Carolina. And I guess out of, trying to ramp up his badassery in his eyes. He commented that he's a great guy on his own wanted post through the Cabarrus County Sheriff's Office Facebook post. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm kind of dumbfounded. I mean, I'm going to be honest, this is some shit that honestly a very, very fucked up veteran would do. It's the cat and mouse poking at the bear, you know, come and find me, catch me if you can, but I'm a good guy.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't say he's a veteran, not that I'm seeing. I mean, I'm sorry, but Jeff, I mean, I hate to start your, you know, your trail on this show and a couple dark things like this.
You're not sorry.
I kind of feel bad a little bit. This next one, though, is the last kind of dark one I'm going to touch on. So this woman down in Brazil was going to get married. She thought it was going to be awesome to surprise her husband, the man she was going to marry, by landing in a helicopter, but it crashed and no one survived, which is kind of, it's fucked, really.
Did you watch the video?
I did not yet. I was kind of, you know, not going to do that.
Where did it crash?
In Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a super populated area, too.
Yeah, it doesn't say any, the only casualties were the four people involved, the pilot, a reporter, the bride's brother, and the bride.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and the wedding was all set up to go, and then they told the groom, and he just fell over. So, moving on, this is kind of a redeemer.
Well, I'm going to cut you off. I just watched it, and it actually looks like they were, I mean, and most people know, most people don't know, it's very foggy in a lot of areas out there, especially in the hilly areas. It looks like they clipped the top of a mountain. And the helicopter just instantly started rolling down, down the hill. So, you know, I feel for the family on that one. That absolutely sucks. And what an awful way to go out, especially on your big day. But
yeah,
go ahead.
So enough with the negative. The negative shit.
There's a chick with fidget spinners on her nipples. Sorry.
Oh. Oh, okay, then. That's the other part of the internet. back to a more positive note, or not, less negative note. This one here on Fox News. This company who does a lot of pool stuff decided to come out with a new floaty for a pool.
Okay.
Only problem is, it looks like a big-ass, feminine hygiene product.
Yeah, it looks like a fucking mat pad.
No, that's where you're wrong. It doesn't look like a maxi pad, it is a maxi pad. I'm gonna go ahead, right now, I'm gonna go ahead and copy this link and pop it up in the Skype. So Jeff, if you want to take a quick peeksy-weeksy at this thing, it actually does look like a fucking maxi pad. There you go. There it is, right there.
The best part is Jillian David tweeted a picture of this, and it just simply says, focus group. This could have been avoided with one focus group. In parentheses, of women. I mean, it's pretty funny. I mean, you can look at a lot of things and imagine different stuff.
That is crazy.
Dude, and these,
look
and
at that.
Yeah, and they got this bitch propped up, fully assembled, in the middle of Sam's Club, which is like, you know, the generic version of Walmart.
Yeah. Well, it's owned by Walmart. It's a lot. You know, this is funny. And actually, Jeff, I think that you should rebrand some flutes. I think that would be incredible.
I mean, Do you have a pair of sunglasses that would go with that? I mean...
No.
Not yet.
Not yet, but you've just inspired his brain.
That may be a new business venue, man.
Yeah.
You'll learn that this show, we're actually really creative with giving ideas to you companies. Our last guest, Chris, he was with K-Bar Soap Company, if you've ever heard of them. He's an ex-Marine who makes soap that's in the shape of grenades. And
oh, nice.
Yeah, and he, we told him that, we didn't ask him or insinuate, we told him he needs to come out with a crayon six-pack. And I'm telling you, it's going to sell. So, you know, maybe floaties is in the future for Loudmouth.
Kind of goes with Donald's quote. She had blood in her eyes. She had blood coming out of...
It's a Maltese floaty. I like it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's all I got for story time with Moose this week. Make sure you check back next week for some more fucked up crazy shit.
Oh, yeah. I look forward to it. And I think next week we're going to try and test the limits and go to a little bit darker place. Just because I know some of you fucking people out there are really strange and need help. But, so, that's going to take us into our next segment, which we're going to try and breeze through here as much as we can, so that way we can give Jeff an ample amount of time. We're going to move into Fallen. All right, Moose. So let's touch on some of these topics here for you military fuckers that are still out there playing with the green weenies and the floaties and whatever else, you know, tools you guys utilize. Got some interesting stuff here to talk about. North Korea launches a clear and sharp military escalation move. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, on Wednesday called North Korea's intercontinental ballistic missile launch test a clear and sharp military escalation. I don't know who out there wouldn't believe that. Clearly, it's been happening. I'm waiting for him to fly in on his fucking unicorn and drop happiness all over the world. But I don't think that anyone's going to let that happen. So, take a look at that. That's some interesting stuff there. Looks like NASA plans to crash a satellite into an asteroid. That's correct. They are going to crash a fucking satellite and go after it. This is kind of like Galactica or Galaga, whatever you fuckers call it. You know, just with, you know, satellites and asteroids. Looks like if you're one of those individuals that lies awake at night in a cold sweat, holding your breath, worrying that an asteroid is going to hit the Earth and wipe out the world as you know it, your worries could soon be over. Soon as in 10 years or so, NASA's Double Asteroid Redirection Test, or DART, spacecraft, the American half of the International Asteroid Impact and Deflection Assessment Mission, has advanced the preliminary design phase of, if all goes according to plan, it will blast off from Earth in 2024. So, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you remember all that for the next, like, 7 years, and we'll get you a rocket that's going to shoot something up into space and hit a big rock. Fantastic shit. Hey, Moose.
What's up, buddy?
I'm going to dedicate this one to our friend Chris over there with K-Bar Soap Company. He could probably utilize something like this. It looks like Marines are now sending 3D printers to combat zones to fix gear faster. The ingenuity is amazing. I am actually astonished. Looks like 3 years into the coalition fight against the Islamic State militants, the battlefield remains fairly, fucked up. The major forward bases are large unit presence common to previous wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. In this environment, the Marine Corps has quickly and quietly deployed several 3D printers, hoping to highlight the value of the emerging technology to speed up supply chains and return broken gear to the fight faster. I can't say enough that I think it's an incredible idea. It's going to assist in a lot of areas. However, I don't think the Marines should have tried it first. Maybe the Air Force.
Well, it actually says here that they're using the... maybe I found a different article than you. It actually says they're using these 3D printers to print off replacement parts for drones that are crucial to clearing mountain ranges.
Okay.
So, I mean, maybe that makes a little more sense.
And maybe even the occasional...
They're not printing ghost rifles or anything like that. They're actually using this thick shit that already broke.
No.
I mean, who knew a Marine would crash a drone into the side of a mountain and break shit?
And then they're going to trust them to use a 3D printer. Hey, I love you guys, but, you know, reputation stands.
Yeah, I think that guys like Jeff would have, you know, maybe could have possibly used this a little bit. I mean, you know, would have benefited from this too. I mean, what do you think, man?
Yeah, there's a large variety of guys. You got some, like my friend who's visiting me. He's studying astrophysics at Columbia right now, trying to be the fourth Navy SEAL astronaut. So there's definitely the guys that can do that. And then, you know, there's a variation. There's the guys that are just good at, a little bit better, just carrying really heavy stuff and running and gunning, slinging lead. So
yeah, that's me. This is as good as things up. You know, this is a topic that's been out there for any of you gun lovers that are following the top stories. Glock is still sucking their thumbs and crying for mommy because they're upset that the military has dropped the contract. Glock says that it is the best pick for the MHS and calls on Army to test more on their product.
I want to go ahead and drag Jeff back into this because, I mean, something tells me he might be a little bit more proficient in the whole firearms arena than most, than even most vets may or may not be. I mean, what do you think about that, you know, thought in general?
I kind of, so we mainly carry the SIG P226, mm-hmm. and that's been really nice, but I also carry I've got a Glock as well. I kind of like the baby Glock if I'm doing any type of concealment, and it's got a really nice trigger, mm-hmm. as well.
Now the SIG 226.
I kind of like them both. So,
I'm sorry, man.
I'd say the SIG is probably a little more durable because the Glock has all the polymer in it and everything.
I actually work for a company who handles both of these firearms, and, you know, they get mixed reviews. But I have to agree that SIG definitely has them beat in the area of durability. But when you're really looking at it, both guns are manufactured very, very alike. They both have polymer lowers. The only thing that's different, at least to me, is the fact that SIG offers more options as far as, lower frames and sizes. So, you know, for you ladies out there that are tired of holding these fucking monster guns in your tiny little hand, there will very soon be an option to have one that will fit in your hand. That's so long as Glock doesn't, you know, suck on the tip too much and actually get what they want. Moving on here real quick. It looks like the Navy is getting ready to train with the Vietnam amid the rising tensions with China. While the relationship between the U.S. and China has strained recently over territorial disputes in the South China Sea, the U.S. Navy announced Wednesday that it has begun training drills with a different nation with ties to the region. I think that, again, this comes down to who's got the bigger dick and who wants the most money. It's all bullshit. You know, if they're willing to work with you, let's try and work it out. It only makes us stronger. I know that there's a lot more logistics and knowledge involved with it, but, get ready. These are all things that can cause more wars. so keep an eye out. Moose, you brought up that there's some more strikes going on overseas in Syria, strikes in Iraq. Looks like we are really actually handing it out to them. Between the 3rd and the 4th, we destroyed 13 or more ISIS fighting positions. We took out some of the piping junctions for oil. We're really trying to shut them down. So it looks like tactically we're really trying to take advantage of the situation. But most likely this is going to turn into an engagement where we start sending more troops back over there to help rebuild and train again. And hopefully this time we don't fall out before we have everything situated. Again, just so most of you know, this is all going to be available on the website. We will post links for this episode. I'm trying to breeze through this here because we are running a little low on time. But just so you guys know, the commissary is to expand online ordering program. So you will be able to actually order via the internet and get your shit when you want it.
Good news for all you FOBITs.
No shit. I believe... one last thing I want to touch on. For all you people that saw it, because I know you did, that fucking beautiful bastard that threw a whole bunch of Humvees at the back end of AC-130, and they crashed and burned very, very gloriously, has actually been charged for falsifying a statement made in the beginning. It looks like Sergeant John Skipper was charged with destruction of government property, as well as, like I said, making false official statements. It says brigade spokesman Major Juan Martinez on Tuesday. He was with, and I hate to say it, the 1st Battalion, 91st Cavalry Regiment. So we get one hit. I'll take it. I'll take it for the team.
It doesn't mean he was Cav, though.
No, it doesn't, but he was affiliated. That's bad enough as it is. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, we gotta drag this in. We're gonna take this into our next segment, which is... Are we all ready? Are you guys excited for this? I'm excited for this. We're gonna move in. Alright, Jeff. So!
In case you didn't know, that's your segment there, buddy.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I may or may not have forgotten to stop that out and fill you in on that. So, for all you new folks out there, BFT, Blue Force Tracker segment, is going to touch on up-and-coming businesses, veteran-owned companies, and foundations that are out there trying to do good for our veterans. This evening, we have Jeff with Loudmouth Patriot on. And he's going to kind of talk a little bit about some of his products, what he's doing to help the veteran community, and all his badassery that he is doing out there. So, Jeff, you talked to us earlier in the show about your amazing military career. It sounded like you had a fun time. But let's dive in a little bit more head on. Why don't you talk to us about some of your products and how it's helping people out?
Absolutely. So... first product I launched was Sunga's basically took the popular swimwear in Brazil. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a hybrid between shorts and a Speedo, and it's just made them like Americanized them, made them fun, different prints, and people just have no idea how awesome and fun they are to wear until you literally do it. My friends were literally just sending me videos of their weekend in Lake Tahoe of just the absolute best time they had. They were like, if this is what wearing a Sunga is always like, I never want to take it off.
That's fantastic.
Literally every girl was coming up to them. They didn't even have to do anything. It was literally like our saying is, if you're going to Peacock, do it like a patriot. And you get way better suntans if you jump in the water and you're swimming around. You're literally like Michael Phelps now that board shorts aren't holding you back at all.
So what you're saying is they're very flattering.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. They're fucking beautiful.
totally amazing. And then after IADEM, I started coming up with a new product every couple of months. First, it was like headbands with the same patterns. Then some fanny packs because you need somewhere to carry your stuff when you're in the Sunga. And it sounds kind of funny, but it's like a great look when you're wearing a Sunga and a fanny pack. And then we start making polarized and floating bamboo sunglasses. So if you're out there paddleboarding and some chick like hops on your paddleboard and you both fall in, instead of losing your sunglasses down to the bottom of the ocean, your sunglasses just pop up and float and you just grab them and throw them back on. And so you never have to worry about losing your sunglasses when you're in the water. So now you can protect your eyes when you're out in the water at the same time, whether you're surfing or boating or paddleboarding, anything. So
now just so everyone that's out there knows, I own shit like 5 pairs of these sunglasses now. I have been a diehard Oakley fan since the day I started wearing them, and these are extremely comfortable, very durable. They do float, and he's got a lot of really cool styles to them. You know, your branding is so much fun, and I think your words don't even really put into play what you're doing. If you guys follow them on Instagram, as well as their website, which we'll post links on as well, attached to the podcast and the, our website, you know, you'll see you guys post a ton of pictures, of you guys out there doing all your traveling and stuff. And I think
it's
fucking incredible, especially Kyle getting down and dirty in that Sunga.
he's a legend.
I know, and he kills it. He kills it. So I got a couple questions. Well, first thing, the statements are, you know, I don't foresee any girls jumping up on my paddleboard, nor do I see my fat ass getting on one. But I'm one of those people that I'll strut the shit out of it anyways, because I really don't care. I just bought Moose a pair for our retreat coming up.
Oh, amazing.
You know, it's going to be pretty fantastic.
I'm going to hike a mountain in those bad boys. But watch out. Check it out, man.
Actually, I ran the last 10 miles of my Sparta trek from, we did like a 240-mile trek from Sparta to Thermopylae to raise money for the Navy SEAL Foundation.
Yeah.
So I put them on for like the last 10 miles, and it was a good fun run all the way down, and then hopped right into the Hawk Gates where the battle took place. So it was pretty cool. Was in there just like celebrating the trip all being done.
Right on. Yeah, that's cool. Now, how much did you guys raise on that event?
So it was like 20 of us together, and overall we raised over $300,000, which went to Navy SEAL Foundation and then the Glenn Doherty Foundation as well, which he was one of the former SEALs who was killed in Benghazi, protecting all these guys that were in the safe house out there.
Right on. No, absolutely. That's fantastic. Now, a little bit to touch on here. So with your products, I see on your website here that you you do work with other foundations, and I take it a portion of every purchase goes towards one of these.
Yeah, absolutely. So I did the Honor Foundation graduated about a year and a half ago. Okay. So I'm an alumni, and that's like a Navy SEAL and Special Operations transition program. So it's 3.5 months, 120 hours of executive education and professional development at the UCSD Ray School of Management. And it's absolutely an amazing program. And then we went to Silicon Valley. I got to see like Facebook and Google, Airbnb. Mm-hmm. Then we went up to Seattle, did another trip there, went to Starbucks and met Howard Schultz, met the Nordstrom family, a lot of Microsoft executives. And I was like, you know what? I really need to launch my own thing.
Yeah.
And some other alumni of the Honor Foundation, they launched One More Wave, which makes adaptive surfboards for wounded SEALs and wounded veterans. And it makes them custom surfboards. And so they can take part in like ocean therapy and healing and get back out in the water and, just enjoy the sun, enjoy the water, and, all the guys that are a part of it. So kind of between me and Kyle, you know, Kyle was born a quadruple amputee, and me being a veteran and a SEAL is kind of a no-brainer to partner with them. So 10% of all the Patriot Shades ordered go to, 10% of the proceeds go to the One More Wave Foundation.
Oh, right on. That's awesome.
We're really big on the double bottom line, like purpose and profitability. Like, you can't really have one without the other,
absolutely,
with us, because it just gives you so much more reason to be successful at the same time.
Absolutely.
I'm actually kind of speechless, man. That's a lot of fucking high speed stuff right there, man. Like, you are taking it above and beyond, you know?
Thank you. Yeah, it's always trying to look for the next adventure and the next, you know, I've been so, like, blessed and lucky. I've just made so many amazing friends who are doing so many incredible things, and we're always just, like, pushing each other to take it to the next level. And even, you know, walking 30 miles a day through the mountains in Greece, it got a little bit old sometimes, but we were just with the most amazing people, and it made it really fun and really fulfilling.
Right.
Something I'll definitely never forget. So.
Oh, absolutely. And I wouldn't either. Now, I am not trying to push you, but we are starting to run a little bit low on time here, but I want to know, I know you're getting ready to do a big trip. You're actually leaving tomorrow. So what exactly are your plans, and what is the outcome of this?
Yeah, really excited. You know, I just got out of the Navy less than a week ago, and me and Kyle have had it planned. He's a motivational speaker as well. Mm-hmm. So, I'm not sure which company, but somebody's flying us out to Japan, and he's given a speech out there. And then we're actually supposed to have dinner with the Prime Minister's wife as well.
Oh, wow.
Then we're heading to Barcelona, meeting some friends there, friends that work in technology in Silicon Valley, going to have, you know, a few fun days there. They were the ones that just had, like, their first experience wearing Sungas and, like, couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
After that, we're shooting over to Croatia, doing a Croatia Yacht Week. So it's just, like 50 to 100 sailboats, all with, like, maybe 8 to 12 people on each one of them. Just young, fun people from all over the world, Brazilians, Americans, Canadians, Europeans, Aussies, Kiwis, all over the world.
Cool.
And everyone just comes together, sails all around. It's a really great way to meet, like, make friends from everywhere. And Kyle has actually become an incredible videographer and photographer, mm-hmm. and gotten really good at Adobe Premiere as well. And he's been making all these incredible videos. He's got a drone, which is even more incredible because he doesn't, you know, have fingers or hands or anything, and he's still just able to, he can type 60 words a minute. He's incredible with the camera. People are like, how's he do that? And I'm like, well, he climbed Kilimanjaro. I think he can figure out a computer.
Yeah,
but
shit.
Yeah, he's unreal. So we're really excited. It's going to be, like, perfect opportunities to put different fun commercials and videos together to market the brand. Then we're actually heading to Tel Aviv. We're going with, so Ron Shapiro, who was Cal Ripken's sports agent and manager, yeah. he's been one of Kyle's business mentors, and he invited me and Kyle to head to Tel Aviv with him and his foundation. It's called Peace Players, mm-hmm. which promotes peace in the Middle East through athletics. So okay. heading over there, and I'm going to be bouncing around Israel a little bit as well from, I think, August 13th to the 19th.
Okay.
And, well, goddamn, man, it sounds like you are the man to follow in, as far as, you know, linking everybody together and focusing on the positive in life, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Life's too short to do anything but that.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, man, you're an absolute fucking inspiration. I think what you're doing, I mean, you got a lot on your plate, man. You're going all over the world. You're experiencing shit, and you're doing the right thing with the outcome, and I think that's really big with especially the veteran community. You know, and you know, just to touch on it briefly here, for a lot of our listeners, I talk about Strong Point Thinert Ranch all the time. I am affiliated with them. They are my second family. And Patriot Shades and Loudmouth Patriot have really helped us out by donating 50% of the sunglasses needed for our next retreat. So we thank you very much for that. These guys are going to really appreciate them. Actually, not really telling anyone about them, but they're already awesome. Picking up on it because I keep taking pictures and sharing them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, you know, hey, you know, man, you're doing really good stuff, and, you know, I really want to get you back on, so hopefully, you know, we talk pretty frequently. Link up with me when you get back, and I'll be following you on your adventure while you're there, and when we'll get you on, you can tell us a little bit about your travels, and hopefully we can get Kyle on, and we can hear a little bit from him.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're really excited to, you know, come back, and pretty much anytime we talk, we're going to have some stories because we always have something awesome going on, something adventurous or a new challenge. So,
yeah, absolutely. And then yeah, hopefully we're sometime pumped. Here soon we can link up, and I'd love to put the face to the name and sit down and have a conversation absolutely. With you guys. But we are going to push forward here real quick. Again, everybody, that is Jeff with Loudmouth Patriot, kicking ass and running around the world, meeting all kinds of people, seeing all the beautiful women. You'll see him when you go on his page. I don't recommend searching for sunglasses while you're at work. But check him out. There's links on the website, so you can go directly to them. Make sure you follow them on Instagram so you can see his magical adventures that he does. It's good shit, man. Again, I really appreciate you being on and telling us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. Thank you for having me. This was really cool.
Yeah, not a problem at all. So everybody, we are unfortunately out of time. I will be on here soon with our next show next week with Moose, and we will most likely have another guest. But that will be determined between now and then. Make sure that you go and check out our parents at the DV Farm, DV Store, DV Radio, DV Everything, because DV is the fucking greatest. A lot of good stuff going on up there. Make sure you check it out. Make sure you visit us on our website, www.degeneratenews.net. You can link up with our Facebook and Instagram through there. We've got a lot of good stuff coming out here soon. Making sure Moose gets out there and posts some things too, because I'm getting tired of trying to find stuff. But, I mean.
Hey, fuck off, man. I'm trying, right?
Yeah, I know. It's cool. You're intellectually disabled with the fucking computers and stuff. It's all good. So, everybody, you know, hey, take it easy. Have a good rest of your week. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and or the website. The links are there for safe space at degeneratenews.net. Feel free to shoot me an email. And have a fucking beautiful week. Jeff, thank you again. You guys have yourselves a great one, and we will talk with you. Have a good evening.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Hey. Have a good one.
Hey, yep. DV Radio.